Lachura, why aren't we afraid like this? It looks like a lie. Like, how could you use this shtar over again to borrow money with? It's a lie. This shtar says that you borrowed the money a month ago. And it's not true. You're making a new halvah. You're lending money a second time now. So it's the wrong date in the shtar. Why aren't we afraid mechzik ashikra? Halamai rebshat is loich hashinin. We're not afraid for mechzik ashikra. Loich hashinin. Lab nafka after the zman, Rashi just says kashikra, shlenichtav amil bezu. Even though the shtar was not written up for this loan. Still loich hashinin. Unless there's something really wrong with the shtar. But otherwise, we hold, we're not afraid to mechzik ashikra. Therefore, in the case before, it was good what they did, that they were allowed to write up for the shtar zachvosa. It's good to write it up, even though right now it's not true, but they'll write it up now, and they'll hold on to it, that later when she swears and she becomes freed, then they'll give her the shtar. You're allowed to write up the shtar beforehand and hold on to it and first use it later on. Mara says the who God whether was a man. The Afkid Shev Maganisa the Tsari Bisadino Be Rebbe Mesha. Bab Red Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. That a person gave Be Remesha, Bab Red Rabbi Shua, this person, a Pekodin. Somebody gave him a Pekodin to hold seven Shev Maganisa, seven pearls that were the Tsari Bisadina, that was wrapped around in a handkerchief like. So this person gave him seven pearls to hold. Bei Rav Meisha Bab Red Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Now what happened was, she gave it to him for Pekodin, gave it to him to hold on, just to watch it, and eventually wanted to get it back from him. Now in between, Shachiv Rav Meisha, Rav Meisha died, for Loi Pocket. When he died, he didn't tell out, didn't leave any word to his children, saying that these seven pearls, like, don't belong to me, they belong to that person. He just died without saying anything about it. So now they don't know what to do. The Yoshim say it belongs to us. We're yashning it. And this person's coming saying, no, I gave it to him told for a pikodin. So what should we do? It is also the kaim of the Rav Ami. They went in front of Rav Ami. Omale Rav Ami said like this. Choda, one reason is that we should give it to this person. The Yadana Bev, Rav Meshia, Bab, Rav Meshua, Ben Levi, the Lo Yomit. One thing is, we all knew that he wasn't rich. So therefore, it's not a svara to say that these seven pearls belonged to him, because he wasn't rich. So it's a svara to believe this person that says that he gave it to him to hold for a pekodin. I just gave my seven pearls that this Rav Meisha should hold for me. So that's a reason to believe him. For Yoid, another reason is, Hokoyoyu Simna. This person is giving a simon and saying that I gave him seven pearls, and it was wrapped up in a sadina. So since he's giving signs, simonim, that's also a reason to believe what he's saying is true, and he has the right to get it. And the Yoshin can't stop him. But for Lo Yamor, this was only said, that this person that's asking for the pearls was not used to going into this person's house. Like, he only gave it to him once, and he never went in a second time. But let's say he's a close friend. That Rogel the Yayin of Anophag Lossim, he was always going in and going out of the house anyway. He always used to go and visit Rav Meshia. In such a case, then we don't trust him. At least we don't believe the simonim is that it's really his. Why? Ema, we could say maybe, Inish Acharini Afkid. True. Rav Meshia was a poor person, most probably these seven pearls don't belong to him. But the question is, who says it belongs to you? Because you're giving us the simon, maybe really somebody else gave it to Rav Meshia to hold. Aye, how do you know these simonim then? V'yiyul Mechzei Chozi. And this person, since you used to go into his house a lot, when you used to go in, you used to see what's doing there. So you happen to see the way seven pearls were in the closet there, wrapped up in a handkerchief. So that's why now we have to realize you want to be a chacham and collect it. So we have to be afraid, maybe you're lying, maybe really it's not yours. I, how do you know these simonim? Because you were used to going into his house. So that's why we give it back to a person who's owner that was not used to going into the house. So then if he gives us these simonim, it's true what he's saying, we believe him, it's really his pearls. Another case is, Mar says that who gavra was a person. The Afkid Kosa the Kaspa. Also, made a Pekodin, gave over a silver cup. Bechasa. By this person, Bechasa. Ruvain gave Bechasa a silver cup to hold for him. Shachiv Chosa, now Chosa died. Again, Vilay Pocket, he didn't tell his children anything about this silver cup that it belonged to somebody else.
So the Yoshim says, most probably is my father's Becha, we want to keep it. So Osilakai made the Rav Nachman, they went in front of Rav Nachman. Oh, Malhu, Rav Nachman said again, I'll give you two reasons why we should believe this person that's saying it's his silver cup. Why, first of all, Yodana Bei Bechasa Teloyomid. One thing is, I knew that Chasa was not rich. I knew he was poor, so it's not as smart to say he should own, it was really his silver cup. The Yod, another reasoning is, HaKayoyi Simna, this person is giving a good simin, to say exactly what type of a cup it was, the size, stymies he gave, good simonim. Again, V'loyamon, this is only said, L'loyrogu D'yayiv V'nofag L'osam. If this person was not used to going into Bechasa's house, Avarogu D'yayiv V'nofag L'osam, but if this person used to go in and go out into Bechasa's house, then we can't trust him if he gives this simonim now. Because Eima will say, maybe, Inish Acharini Yafkid. True, it didn't belong to Bechasa. Somebody gave it to Bechasa, but maybe somebody else. How come this person here knows this simonim? I'll tell you, V'yiyu Mechzei Chosei, because this person used to go into the house, he used to see the silver becher there. Therefore, he was able to give simonim. But really, it belongs to somebody else. So in such a case, we can't trust the simonim. Faito hu di afkid metachso bei Rav Dima. Again, another case, another same type of a story. Somebody gave the pikodon metachso, means silk clothing, bei Rav Dimi ach for the Rav Safra. He let Rav Dibi hold. They Rav Dimi, Achvod Rav Safra, was the brother of Rav Safra. Shocher Rav Dimi, died. V'loy pocket, again, he didn't leave over any words, what to do with the silver, with the silk clothing. He didn't say clearly who owned the silk clothing. Is Osla Kaim with Rav Abba, they went in front of Rav Abba, Omalu, Chod the one thing, the Adinim Bey, for Rav Dimi de lo Yomid. One thing, also the same thing, I know for sure, didn't belong to Rav Dimi, because he wasn't rich, so it's not as smart as say he owns his silk clothing. For Yod, another reason is, again, this person I was giving simonim, saying, what color, how big the clothing was, he's saying, what kind of simonim we have for this silk clothing. Again, if this person doesn't usually go in and go out, the person goes in and goes out, again, somebody else really gave it to him. And this person only saw it when he went in, that's why it's given these simonim. Again, a person said like this, in the new case, a person was about to die, and before he died, he says, I want to give my property away, Lituvia. He didn't say which Tuvia, to this person Tuvia. Shochiv, and he died. Also Tuvia came now, a person called Tuvia, and said, I'm Tuvia, I deserve to get the property. Omer Rabbi Yochanan says, I bought Tuvia, very good, Tuvia came, it's probably him, he has the right to get the property. Now, what's going to be on my Tuvia? What would have been if he would have said, I want to give it to Tuvia? The Yosser Rav Tuvia, and you know, comes now, a person that's called Rav Tuvia, what would be? Is Latuvia Mala Rav Tuvia Layama. We say this person can't get it, because he said clearly to Tuvia, and not to Rav Tuvia. But V'yinish to Gazbe, if it would be somebody very close to him, Gazbe, then we say for sure it's him. Even though his name is Rav Tuvia, since he's close, he calls him Tuvia. What's going to be Osir Shnei Tuvia? What's going to be if two people, the name Tuvia come, each one wants it, who do we give it to? So it depends. Shochim Tamachochim, Tamachochim Kedim. If one of them is a neighbor and wants a Tamachochim, most probably want to give it to the Tamachochim. Korev a Tamachochim, one's a relative, one's a Tamachochim. Again, these two people are coming out, both the name of Tuvia. So we say again, Tamachochim Kedim. Mestami wanted to give it to the Tamachochim. Iboilu, I have a question like this. What's going to be Shochin v'korev mai? If one Tuvia is a neighbor, and one Tuvia is his relative, his brother, his cousin, who has the right to get it? So Toshima, the Pasuk says, Toiv Shochin korev meyach rochik. It's good, a close neighbor. You see, a neighbor comes before a korev. What about Shneim korevim, Shneim shcheinim, Shneim chachomim? What do we do with Pasuk we don't know? They both have the same thing. They're both korevim. Two people, Tuvias, are relatives. Or two people, Tuvias, are neighbors. Or two are the Nechamin. Then the cloud is Shudda the Dina. Shudda the Dina, Rashi learns, means that Dayonim now do. Rashi says, HaTolos HaDayonim Fimashi Yiru Dayonim Shredako Shemes. It's up to the Dayonim. So Rashi learns that how the Dayonim feel this person, who we really wanted to give it to. They have to look into the situation and find out the evidence, and they tracked in to see who really the person would have really wanted to give it to. Tosis learns not like that. Tosis learns not that the Bezdin really has to think into, but rather Bezdin has the right to do whatever they want. It's not a pshat like Rashi's saying Bezdin has to think how that person would really want to do. You don't have to think how that person would want to do. Tosis learns shuv d'dayin means tam, in a case where it's a suffix in Bezdin, Bezdin has the right to do whatever they want. Whichever person they want, so they can give it to. Omale Rova Lebrei de Rav Chiya Baravin. Rova said to the son of Rav Chiya Baravin, come, I'll tell you some good things that your father taught me. That's what Shmuel says. If somebody sells a shtar chayv to his chaver. In other words, I have a shtar that somebody owes me $1,000. I lent somebody $1,000. He wrote me, I have a check. I have a check saying that he owes me $1,000. And I go now and sell this check to somebody else. I sell it to Shimon. So now Shimon has the right to collect these $1,000. So hamoyicher shtar chayv lechaver, if I sell it to somebody else, v'chazer amochlei, and then me, the middle guy, the original malva, goes and z'moichel the money. I forgive the first guy from paying me the money. So now the one that bought it loses out. He can't collect the money anymore. Because I, the malva, forgave him not to have to pay back. The locher is mochel, the mechila helps. And now the third guy loses out. Even if the Malva died and his son takes over the Yerush, he also could be Michael. So, but you should know, Shmuel agrees though. In a case where a lady, where a wife had a shtar chayv, and when she has the suya now, she gives it over to her husband. In such a case, when she gives it over to her husband, then we say, then if she wants to go and be Michael it, Shaina Michael does not, Paul Michael does not anymore. Why? Her husband's hand is very strong. His hand is mamish like her hand. It's like he's mamish a bailim in it already. So since she's mamish like owns it already, therefore she has no right to be moichlet. If you just sell it to somebody else, so machlok is showing exactly why, what's the svar in Shmuel's halacha. That if you sell the shtar chayv, why could you still be moichlet? One svar is that mechira shtar is only midi rabbonin. Midi raisi can't sell a shtar. Therefore, it still remains by you, the havor. That's why you could be meichlet. The other pshat is, even if it's chal midi raisa, but you could only sell the shibud mumnis, but not the shibud aguf. The shibud aguf still remains to you. It's again like he owes you the money still. You originally lent $1,000 to Reuven. And now you, Shimon, are selling this shtar to Yehuda. But you should know, even when you sell it to Yehuda, it's not the pshat that Reuven now, like, really owes the money to Yehuda. Reuven still owes the money to you. So that's why if you're Michael, the Mechila helps. Mashenke, when a wife gives it over to her husband, there the pshat is, he, mamish, takes over all the schusim that she has. Therefore, she has no right to be Michael anymore. All right, to know. Talmud says, "Krevosay the Rav Nachman, the relatives of Rav Nachman, zevinta liksubosa betoivas hano. They sold her ksuba. What happens is the lady gets married, and she has the ksuba. The ksuba right now. Sometimes, if she wants to, she can sell it to somebody else. The other person that buys the ksuba doesn't pay too much money for it, because there's a doubt that he'll ever collect anything. If she sells the ksuba, what it means to say is." That let's say she gets a get later on, or let's say the husband dies, that's when she collects the ksuba. So since she sold it to somebody else, this other person will collect the money. But there's a doubt that maybe she'll die first. If she dies first, there's no ksuba at all. So she sold the ksuba to somebody else, and that person pays a little bit less for it, because it's a doubt whether they'll get the money or not. Now what happened was, Igrisha, she received the get. Since she got a get, so therefore the person now has the right to collect the ksuba. He bought a good deal. Now that she received the get, really the money's supposed to go to her. Now since she already sold the ksuba to somebody else, that person now comes to collect the ksuba. Yehushchiva, and then she died. So, also kotovi lo labrata. What happened was, is that this person that bought the ksuba came to her daughter. In other words, like this, her daughter wanted to collect the ksuba from her father. The daughter said, listen, my mother got a get. She deserves to get her ksuba. I want to get it. So now this person that bought the ksuba goes to the daughter. So Omala Rav Nachman, Nachman said, now this was Rav Nachman's kara, Rav Nachman's relatives. So Rav Nachman wanted to find some eitzah that his relatives, they should still be able to keep the ksuba and not have to give it away, because really they have to give it away. This person bought the ksuba. So Rav Nachman said, like Lekka, the leis for la eitzah, can't somebody give her a good eitzah? So let's give her some good advice that she should be able to keep the ksuba. So you know what he said? He told her good advice. Taser.